are a schmuck. Now you look like a schmuck. You were born a schmuck. You live your life a schmuck. And you're going to drop dead a schmuck.
What's up, schmucks? It's Saturday night. Happy anniversary number 2 to the Blue Collar Schmucks. That's right, guys. It is our second anniversary. We've been doing this motherfucking shit for 2 years now, bro. And to help us celebrate again our anniversary, our second year in this, is our good brother, Malone. Mike Malone, how you doing, bro?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Not much. Glad to have you back on the show again, brother.
Yeah, always happy.
He's missing his counterpart because he's, you know, can pop out a kid any day.
Yeah, he's waiting. He's waiting on standby.
Yeah. He's on standby. Good for him.
What are you guys drinking tonight? You drink it.
I'm not drinking. I'm just having, we got water, and I was having a couple beers earlier tonight at this party. I was out with my daughter for her end of season basketball, you know,
nice, man.
Basketball party.
Mike, when'd you get all that shit done?
He's talking about the ink on your shoulders, brother.
Yeah, your ink.
Oh, sorry. I have to talk about this is all old. Like an old gay sailor. It's all like green now. It's all green. You know?
Well, the last thing I remember you had was just the band, man.
The band.
Yeah, I remember I got this. It's got to be 20 years ago, easy, right?
No shit.
Yeah, Malone, that's a great, since we're talking about tattoos that we have, what did you ever end up doing with your sperm?
The sperm, man. You see it right there. It's.
You finished it off. You finished off the Italian horn. Good for you, brother. There you go. All right. So I never finished off the horn because what happened was me, Malone, Justin, DJ, right? With the four of us all went and got the Italian horn. All we did was get the outline of an Italian horn on somewhere on our body because we'll get it finished later. It was like the initial. I never got mine finished. Justin never got his finished. And DJ never got his finished.
No, but that was, we got those done when we were, well, shit. But
in our 20s.
Young.
Yeah, we were young. It was like $50. And so for years, I had a sperm on my form. It didn't look like an Italian horn. It looked like a sperm.
Yeah.
And I got married with it. My wife had it. I had it on my arm when I got married. And then when I had my kid, Monica drew me up a little something. And that's what this is. It's buried in here somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you don't want load on your forearm.
No. It had to go. In this day and age, it was sending the wrong message, so I had to get rid of it.
You should have wrote Ooga underneath it.
I should have just filled it in with a rainbow, like a winking eye and a bunch of rainbow.
At that point, you might as well, right?
You go. That's your tramp stamp.
Yeah. Shit. What you got there, brother?
You see that, or you see Oban?
Yeah, Oban. Yeah, Oban. Oban. But what is that?
Is it the Japanese whiskey?
No. This is a single malt Scotch.
Mm.
Which like a Hibiki Satori, those ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, I like those a lot. Those are a little more expensive.
What are you drinking, Mike?
My same shit. My Johnny Walker.
You back? No more cucumber seltzers for you?
Oh no, I'm a hit over. I might change over. Keep throwing a couple of those before the night's over. I don't know yet. See how I feel.
Yeah.
We had to drive all the way up to outside of Philly for my cousin's birthday. We just got back not too long ago.
How nice.
I ate so much shit, dude. I am disgusting. I'm gonna be brewing up some death later.
Yeah. Nice. Well, what have you been up to, brother?
Excuse me, healing, bro. Really,
oh yeah,
really.
After surgery, right? Back surgery.
Slow go, but going good. You know what I mean? Just I can't wait to get. I never thought I'd say that. I can't wait to get back to work.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're not back to work yet, right? When are you gonna go back to work?
We're thinking April.
Huh.
No shit.
That's a nice break, though.
Been out since August, so.
Oh my God! No shit. That'd be crazy.
I'm like cabin fever at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was laid off, I forget, a couple months or something. And the first week was great. First week, I was like, God, this is nice. I can get used to this. After that, I couldn't sit in the house anymore. I had to go figure something out, do some side work, something.
Yeah,
I couldn't
watch the same reruns over and over again. It's like, I can't do it anymore.
It's fun. And if you don't have like a fresh, What's that?
People drive by and they look and will say, I have a cat because I'm at the fucking window. I'm like,
perched up on the windowsill.
I mean, it's terrible. It's you know, I'm that guy, you know, because my truck's in the driveway. So everybody's like, hey there. I'm like, how you doing?
So waving Willie. Malone's waving Willie. Yeah, so bored. He's just talking to anybody. Hey.
See the curtain? Yeah, a car parks out, pulls up out front. You just see the curtain.
It is.
It just opens him. You just see him alone. He runs out to the front door, so excited to talk to somebody.
What are you doing? Yeah,
super excited. Listen, at this point, I go out and talk to the mailman. You know, that's where I'm at.
He dreads dropping the mail. He's like, oh, this motherfucker's house, man.
He's up there knocking on the window. Hey, I'm Mike. How you doing? What's your name?
It's a mail.
Hi.
I have a mail lady, right? And she actually pulls up now at this point and just throws my shit in the lawn because she doesn't want to talk to me.
I'm going to chase her down the street. Come back. I got a new story to tell you.
That's it. Just throws it.
Like the mailman in fucking Funny Farm.
Yeah, whip it in.
Oh, shit. That's funny, dude.
I have been watching a ton of reruns, though, you said, nonstop.
Yeah, well, I mean, the good thing is there's so much like streaming content that you could probably go through the whole year and you probably wouldn't have to watch a rerun, because with all the streaming content, you can watch so much shit on Netflix and then Prime and Max and all everything they got out there, dude. You can probably watch it for years.
I guess I had a rut, though, like things that I like, and then like I refuse to watch something new. Like, oh, it's good. I'm like, no, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, that's first step in getting old. Yeah, I stop wanting to watch anything new. You just watch
except nothing new. Just give me my done. Programs. Just give me my programs.
Where's the TV fucking guide? TV guide? Okay.
Pipe down. It's time for my stories.
My show's on at 6:30. Quiet.
Kids, hush down and watch Murder, She Wrote.
Exactly. That's where I'm at.
It's time for Matlock. Be quiet. That's you little I'm bastards.
I got that twinge of Rain Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, not anymore. I like watching the old shit. Like I put it on, like especially 80s. I'm watching. I'm like, because you look at what they're wearing, like the shit in the background. Yeah, man, 70s. I'll watch it. I ain't watching it for the story. I'm looking at like documentaries, so I can see all the shit they used to wear and stuff. Yeah,
Spider likes dudes in denim.
With the slick back hair, yeah,
and the fingerless gloves,
What was the what's your daughter into now?
The Outsiders.
Yeah.
She loves it.
She's
coming to me with guys she's got crushes on. I'm like, yeah, that guy's like 20 years older than I am right now. She's like, oh, but he's so cute. I'm like, he's 18 right there. The guy's 73 right now. Well, what the fuck? Okay. Here, you know what? Let me get your poster. Let me get your most recent poster. Hang that shit on your wall. He's all fucking chins hanging down here. Yeah. There you go. You still want to watch him? Yeah.
All wrinkled up and shit.
Yeah. Does this suit make me look fat? No, your face does.
So, boys, let's just get into this. We're talking about being grumpy, miserable old men. Let's just get into this, which is going to probably end up being an angry episode.
Okay.
So I'm going to get right into this because Mike Mullen, before you got on, we were talking about the LGBTQ community and their ridiculous fucking ideals and shit they're pushing. Now, Mike will get aggravated because he's talking about these story time sessions, I guess they do, where they have like a drag queen go read stories to kids.
Yeah.
And it's like highly inappropriate and sexualized. And it's not a kid's situation.
So there's no place. There's no place for it. Right. It's really not, and any parent that brings their kids to that is an asshole.
Well, is an asshole.
You know, there's a. It's just like the whole thing is kneeling with the flags. I mean, it's not obviously the same, but in regards to that, kneeling for the flag. There's a venue for that, and that's not the time and the place for it. You
know exactly. You're absolutely right.
Yep. Yeah.
You want to protest things. I get that, and you want to do this, and you want to do that, and you want your opinion to be heard. You know that's all good and well, but there's a time and a place for that, and kids that. Are young. I remember when we were going to school, we didn't learn anything about that sex ed till high school.
Yeah.
Like, and, yeah. it was very minimalistic at best, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays,
that was up to your parents.
Yeah, yeah, but what I mean by that, though, you had that, though. And nowadays, it's not even,
teach you how to suck a dick, pretty much, is what they're doing today in these kids' books.
Well, that's how I learned. But that's neither here nor there. but honestly.
Curious George sucks a dick.
Yeah. It's
volumes 1 through 10.
Adam got them all. He's got the Britannica.
He's got the leather bound edition in his book and in a case. My favorite books right there growing up.
You're the best, man.
Learned so much, goddammit.
But it is inappropriate, extremely inappropriate, but again, it's not, it's across the board with a lot of people pushing it. You've got way left pushing it and people, I don't want my kids learning, about any of that shit until they're older. There's no need for it.
Mike, your arm looks, look at his arm.
I know, it's like, because it's blocking out the like tattoo on his arm. So it's like,
I got hunger. It's like cheap.
It's like a Popeye machine. Arm. When Popeye did the no muscle thing.
Oh, yeah. You go eat your spinach, Mike. Gotta have a bite of your spinach, bro. Build your arm back up. Make a muscle. No spinach makes a muscle.
Too bad I didn't do it to my face.
I was surprised it's cutting out your tattoo, but not like.
No, it's because it was like. Now it's back. Because it was like dark or something. I don't know what the way it was.
No, it's green.
Oh, so it catches
it's
it.
Green
it's
not screen.
Picking it up. It's like, it's the background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, your shoulder right now looks all
dipped in. No douchebag would have a tattoo like that in their arm. Block it out.
You could do a whole body like green. You know, those guys do all the color over the whole body. Have you seen that shit? No, like all black. Yeah. They'll do like solid black up their arm. That has to be uncomfortable as fuck, man. Like you hit the sun's hitting it, cooking your skin.
They allegedly look cool 20 years
ago. What's that?
They look decent 20 years ago. I've had people tell me, oh, that's a nice tattoo years ago.
Yeah.
Now, people probably looking like, what the heck was that?
I still talk about that one. I told my buddies at work the other day, that me and you were waiting for you. I think we went to watch. You were getting your shit recolored or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Eric are out there waiting out there for you. And we're like, there's that one that spun around in there. You can look at all the pictures of the tattoos. Yeah. And we're looking, and we seen like it was a flame going up. And we're sitting there staring at it, like, what the fuck is this? That's not his elbow, right? Is that his elbow? And we're looking at it, right?
It's his beanbag, like, wasn't it?
15 minutes. Yeah, the guy pulled his nutsack up, right? So it was the bottom of his ball bag.
Good with for
the
him. Flame going. His elbow. And
me and him are like this, like looking at it, what the fuck is that? What is it? We're staring at something in the back of some dude's bag.
What is that, Mike? Is that his forearm? What do you think that is?
They had there's a little sticker on it. Says, scratch.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, it doesn't smell like his armpit. There's hairs in it, but I don't know. They're curly. It could be an armpit.
I thought you were going to say something along the lines of I heard a small child screaming when we were outside waiting for him.
Dude. And the tattoo artist came in. He goes, "You guys getting a good look at that ball bag, huh?" Excuse me. What'd you say?
I'm sorry. What?
No, all you hear when that guy was getting that done was that thankless scream.
Oh, shit. All right, brother. I told you. This is wife. I got to go pick her up.
Go grab her. I'll talk to Malone.
You guys talk. I don't know, but probably enough time. Let me tell answers. All right, they're just right down the street, so I just got to go grab them. And
all right, go grab me and him.
I'll talk to you guys. Talk about what were you even talking about? Oh yeah, sniffing the.
No, I said when that guy was getting that tattoo done, all you heard was that Thanos scream.
Are you okay, sir? Are you okay? I'm fine. Keep going. No. Sir, do you need me to stop? Are you good? I'm fine. Keep going.
I know. I like it.
Every time. Every time he hits the balls, he doesn't say nothing. He just looks up. The tattoo artist like this.
What would possess you to get that done?
In the bottom of your balls.
I mean,
he probably gets the bottom of his balls looked a lot when he has sex. That's probably his go to move. You like the bottom of my balls? You like that, huh?
Yeah, but definitely.
You guys remember Jordan though, real fast, right?
Which one is Jordan?
J.O.
JF, my cousin Jordan.
Oh, no, I never met Jordan. I never met him. No,
yeah,
no.
I'm and,
I don't know how the fuck you never met Jordan, bro. I really don't know how you never met Jordan.
Because Adam was up there like a year before I moved up.
No, this was after. This was Jordan was around after that.
Yeah. No, I came up after Jordan moved out. He was gone. I never met Jordan.
Well, but he was still around, hovering.
He still came around. It was because I knew Jordan and met Jordan after we graduated high school. You never met fucking Jordan.
I never met that guy.
Well, he got his grapes pierced.
Fuck that!
Yeah,
through the actual nut.
I don't know what it was. All I know is he got his
just through the skin.
I don't know. Well, let me tell you something. Maybe they fucking grazed the grape because I gotta tell you,
grazed the grape.
Because he came to me as Mike. I think I got a problem. I said, "What's your problem? What's going on?" I don't know. I think so. I got something. What? Spit it out. What's the matter? I got my thing pierced. What thing? What do you mean your thing? Like balls, I got them pierced. Okay.
Why?
So I think something's wrong. It's just like out of one of these movies you see, like comedic fucking skit. I'm like, all right. He goes, what do you think? I'm like, well, what do you mean what I think? He drops trowel. His balls were the size of a fucking coconut. Infected. I was like, jaw dropped. I said, bro, you got to go to the hospital now.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do to that, but it was like the barbell was like indented in the fucking.
Oh, man.
That's swollen.
Oh, dude, it's bad. All right, guys, I'll be back in a minute. Keep talking.
Like a swollen pimple.
I'm telling you, what possess you to do that, though?
Thank God that asshole's out of here now. Now we can actually have a conversation. Fuck that guy.
Oh, thank God. You ever see Waterworld?
Oh, when he dies, the little guy in the shit pit.
He lights a match.
Absolute misery. Life is pure misery.
That's just all you hear. He an inhale. Thank God, I'm just done.
Death is better than existence.
Love it. Love it.
When Eric gets back on, let's just start talking shit on him as he's coming in and putting his headphones on.
Is he? Where do you have to go? Four.
Yeah, go pick up his wife. Okay. Yeah, pick up Monica. She's right down the street.
Okay.
So. Where are you? How far away are you from Adam now?
Me, I'm 5 minutes. He was here tonight, but he's going to work in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So he left. He was here. They hung out.
Amy got to be ready to pop any minute.
Yeah. She's ready to go. She's you can tell. And she's ready too. God bless her, because I don't know how the hell they deal with that shit.
No, I'm glad to be a man every day.
Yeah, that's no.
Anyway, all these dudes that today's world that want to go and get their nuts cut off. Nah. Yeah. No, I'm good.
I want to get my nuts cut off because I don't want any more kids. I'll go open the stirrups like this.
Yeah.
Right up. Take them off. Just take them off, Doc.
I want it smooth down there.
That's it. I want like a permanent Brazilian wax down there. Just take out the grapes and all. Just take it off. You know?
It's fucking horrible.
I don't even need them. Just take them off. Leave the chichat on.
Look like your dog, you know, and the dog is just like a skinny pouch of skin hanging, nothing in it.
It's just a little piece of shriveled up green bean sack with no beans.
Yeah, that's it. No beans, zero beans.
I'm okay with
What's that?
I'm okay with that.
Well, they have there's guys that lose their balls and they put like prosthetic nuts in there, so they still get them hanging. Like if I was going to go that far to get prosthetic nuts in there, I'd make them put big ones in, you know, huge. When you walk, I want the ones that like, you know, sound like those things that clap. The little bell ring in there. Ding, 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 ding. You're jogging. Does that hurt? Nah, it feels good. I told you about I had a hard spot in my bag, right? So Jamie goes, you got to go get that checked. I'm like, yeah. So I went down to get it checked, right? Long story short, it was from like years ago getting kicked in the balls or something. It was like a hard, like a cyst kind of thing. It was hard. It was just a hard mass, not cancerous or nothing. Right. So, but I had to go down to get a check. So I get to this doctor's office, right. I'm the last patient there. I come walking in, the lights are dim in this room, and this lady comes in right now. You know, the shit they put on the girls' bellies with the skin. Yeah. The ultrasound, that warm gel they put on her. Oh, she puts that shit on my nuts. Right, sure. And then she's like real softly going across shots went back. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, God, man, this is fucking, this is uncomfortable, right? Yeah, you sit there, you don't want to pop a heart on or nothing. But I'm sitting there like this, and I'm just like, I got to say something. So I start trying to talk. Makes it even more awkward, right?
Yeah.
Even more awkward. Lights are dim, and I'm getting my balls fucking warm gel on them. And dude,
I was in a hospital, right, with my back, and they put a catheter in. It's the same
thing.
So, I mean, I'm laid up, totally uncomfortable. I'm laid the fuck up. And this broad's talking to me, and I'm in and out because I was in so much pain.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, well, we're gonna take your cath." I'm like, "You do what you gotta do, whatever." And there's people just kind of walking around and doing their thing, you know. Here I am, you know, and everything just hanging out. I'm like, you know. And normally, I think you would feel uncomfortable, but because I was so out of it, I was just like, "I don't even give a shit."
Yeah. Pull your root out.
Yeah. That's what they do. They're just like, it's like, you're going to feel this. And he pulls out and the water just frigging spooges out. It's like, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, as you get older, you just lose all, what's the word I'm looking for? Pride, I guess, in there and whatever.
You don't care at all.
Nah, you're done. We're getting old, dude. We're breaking up. This shit, you, the embarrassment, just let it go because it's going to happen to you.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Really.
Sorry about that. I was picking up the wife, and I go down there to pick her up, and she calls me. She's like, "You coming?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll be there in 2 minutes." And I get there, and they're like, "Not ready to go." She's like, the woman's like, "Oh, yeah, she just started drinking another beer." I'm like,
"No, of course not.
Why the fuck did she call me to come get her?" And like,
yeah, she's not important shit. I'm running a business over here. We don't get paid for.
Exactly. I got sponsors and shit. You know, it's just like,
will he come?
Yeah, but hey, you know what? I got a beer out of it, so that's
good for you, man.
That's what I was going to ask you. Why are you not drinking?
Yeah, really.
Well, because I don't have any whiskey. I only have Maker's Mark, and it's not awesome whiskey. I guess I could have a glass of Maker's Mark, maybe.
You've got to have one. Me and Spider already talked about ball bags, and you missed quite a little.
Yeah, you did.
The good news is, I'll get to hear it all, baby. I'll get to hear every last word.
Once you left, it went from LGBTQ. Fucking slash P to ball bags and fucking.
Yeah, where else would this go?
I told him the story about me getting massaged.
Ultrasound
on my nuts.
I did get
excited, but
speaking of bro, Mike, we are up to 43 followers now, dude.
Fuck yeah, in 2 years. 40, that's amazing.
And amazing. 43 followers in 2 years. Dude, we're awesome. Come on. Get the fuck out of here. But
You fucking made it.
That's right.
We did. Every follower
counts, and we love them all. But I was talking to a couple people last night. We
still haven't got paid back for half the shit we bought.
No. I'm in debt for all this shit. I'm in so much debt for this fucking show. I haven't made it back.
I bought a microphone like a blowjob just come on
to come on once a year. Mike, hey, you know what? I love you. You're the most dedicated fan we have, brother. Look at you. Go ahead. Love it, bro. Cheers. Well, hey, cheers.
How about you guys? It is. Congratulations. Listen, you guys have a great time doing what you do. You have fun. You laugh. I enjoy coming on. God bless.
Oh, it's a blast.
Our number one. Wait. I had to say sorry. I just want to correct you. Mike, I love you. You're a great fan we have, but there is a number one fan, and we can't shy away from it. We know who our number one fan is.
Yeah, and he's probably gonna be real pissed off.
Yeah, he's gonna be mad. You better give him some credit right now.
I'm sorry. I can't feel that. I'm sorry, bro. We know you are our number one fan.
Have daddy's number one.
Oh yeah. He sent me a thing. You didn't put out a show this week, right? You didn't
pull one. I did not.
He sent me a thing. You guys are all right?
My plane crashed on the way home from Vegas. I couldn't get one out.
Have daddy.
Dude.
That lopsided cocksucker. I called him. He didn't call me back. So
hey, he's an important man. He's too busy. You called him. Listen to our show.
He's the president of our fan club. Malone, give him a break.
Yeah,
dude. But now, speaking of fans, we can now interact thanks to Spotify. We can now interact with our fans, Mike. We can set up polls and question and answers and set them on Spotify, and people can I could pose a question like, who's a bigger douche, me or you? And then people can answer. They can go in there and say Mike or Eric. And and then we could find out who truly is.
So like I can ask a question like is that load in Malone's beard or is that
like what do you it's got to be strictly listened
You got even load on your.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how that happened.
You're like reverse fucking Doctor Strange, dude.
It does. It's got like a kind of a Bam Bam Bigelow kind of feel to it.
Yeah. No, that's just my fat head.
You should grow it long and put the ring on it, dude. And bam, you are Bam Bam Bigelow. You got it.
Dude, you can. All we need to get you is a motorcycle or a scooter. That's it. You get a couple rubber bands in there. Yeah. A Vespa.
It's bad enough. Listen, you look like Bam Bam Bigelow, you fat fuck. Your beard looks gay. Throw a fucking beard in there. We're going to get you a fucking Vespa.
Vespa. Malone coming down. I still one of my favorite stories, Mike. And Adam, you talk to Adam again. I think we already talked about it 100 times, but I still got to say it again. That night, me and Adam were driving back, and I'm like, what the fuck is Malone doing out here? And it was Penny's girlfriend.
Listen, we went over this with Scotty Waddy Doodah.
Scotty Waddy Doodah,
because we opened that book, and I hate to sit there and go back on that and reiterate the same nonsense, but it wasn't. It was magical. Disney makes magic. That was magical.
Listening to that fucking story over on the show. Oh,
and it was like.
Because I know you guys and I know exactly the reaction. Like if you make the eye contact, you're fucking done.
I could. Yeah. She was the size of a baby gorilla, a Shetland pony.
That bitch, she's built her back V's up and V's out with all, and her arms.
She was like fucking SpongeBob. It was square and it was big as hell. Just
like a linebacker.
Yeah, linebacker. But she had big arms, so.
Dude, I think I'm pretty sure I went to like CCD with that girl for like all of like CCD.
No shit.
I'm pretty sure she was in my CCD classes all the way growing up, dude.
I just remember we're coming down and what the fuck is Malone doing walking by himself? And I'm rolling with it because we're about to talk shit, right?
I mean, yeah, Adam, dude.
And Adam goes like, "Oh shit, that's Penny's girl."
Dude, if you would have said, like, yo, Malone, you fucking fag, you would have turned around and jumped on your hood and been like.
It would have been worse.
You jumped on your fucking.
It would have been worse.
Ripping your windshields off, breaking your mirrors.
Call me Malone, motherfuckers.
Worse than Monica on the fucking holiday fucking. neighborhood battle,
she's wise to that shit. Speaking of, she's wise because
somebody told her.
I told you the neighbor, her and my neighbor Katie, they're real good friends. Like we're friends with the neighbors, and she's good friends with the Katie. So they talk. And I told you, she fills Monica and sends her clips of these fucking jackasses, other idiots, and thinks they're funny. But her husband listens to our show and he enjoys it. He laughs and. Monica, you know, Monica tries to tell me no one laughs at the show. You know, but I said, Rui laughs. He laughs. He thinks it's funny. He goes, oh, he only laughs because you're talking about like stuff in the neighborhood and stuff like that. He laughs at that. He goes, oh, and apparently you make fun of me. I'm like, well, I mean, I don't never start. I said, Mike always initiates it. It's never me. We talk about how you get a little competitive with the Christmas lighting competition. And I said, and I never initiated. Mike always starts it, but you know, I don't stop and I kind of chime in, but you know, it's always about you end up on the roof throwing shit at people and it's like, what? I'm like, yeah, you know, with like a monkey and then we play some monkey sounds and he's like, what? So you're talking about me, you're playing a monkey sounds. I'm like, yeah, you know, Mike's making money and you're throwing shit down to people in the yard and then, I'm playing monkey sounds. You on the roof. I don't mention that we say she's naked doing it. I don't mention that. I think she'd be a little pissed off if I said that.
Fucking running back and forth on the fucking peak of the roof.
Just winging out my shit house, at the throwing shit house. At the roof. No, mad because she lost the Christmas lighting competition.
Yeah, you have to listen to it, Mike. You gotta listen. Are you frozen, around. Mike? Oh, he's frozen.
He is frozen. Oh, yeah. We lost him. I'll tell you what.
He's just done.
He's awesome. Smile on his face is great. I looks like he's taking a shit.
He just relieved finally after like a month the whole of being all compacted.
What if he just came back and was like, dude, I've been so constipated and I just took a shit. It was great. Oh, he just leaves. He's gone. He's out.
He's fucking out.
I got to talk to you guys about something. Milan, I'm glad you're on the show for this segment because you're going to like the next subject I have to talk about. So I'm at lunch. And when I'm at lunch at work, I just zone into my own thing. I'm either watching videos. Most of the time I'm taking a nap. So I was watching videos, just so happens on Friday, and I'm listening to the guys, a couple of the grounds guys and one of the HVAC guys talk about something they were doing in one of these, doing in an art room. And I wasn't really paying attention. And then all of a sudden, the conversation caught my interest because they start talking about one particular student in the classroom. And he's got this fucking problem that he does. And apparently, this kid has the problem where he just gets the urge. He whips it out, starts jerking off in class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a kid like that in school. Kid Joey. And,
I don't think that's fucking right, then. It's just like...
Is it Down syndrome or something?
I think it's autism. Maybe this one is. Not Down syndrome.
Yeah, but autism's pretty... I mean,
it's such a wide fucking
spectrum of what it could be.
So,
but still, if you're whipping it out, you got to have they should have a fucking aid with them.
They got an aid with them, but I'm saying, like, this kid shouldn't need, I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying. Finish him off. Come on. Hurry up. They're trying to teach.
We almost got this fixed. Hold on.
Hey.
He's on the aid's over there.
Yeah. I think I need an aid. Can I get an aid?
Yeah. I got the same problem. I got the same problem over here.
Look, I'm drawing.
Aide comes in. His aide's like fucking big titted, beautiful blonde girl. It's like helping him out. He's like, "Can I get an aide? I need an aide." Yours comes in. It looks like fucking old lunch lady. Big looks like Chris Farley and the lunch lady.
Olaf.
No, it's a Mason guy that got outside. He comes in. I just got done laying brick and concrete. His hands are like, fuck.
Could you just use a little lotion? No time, son.
You see smoke?
It's just a little smoke. Concrete dust on there.
Your dick looks like a fucking dog. He comes dog in. Look, stick.
He comes in. All right.
Calm down, boy. I got this.
But I'm saying it's like out of hand, like, and they just got accepted. Like, he just, it's just, don't no one pay attention to it. He'll be done soon. It's so ridiculous.
We had the kid Joey back, and when I lived in Pittsburgh, and Joey was autistic to a point, and he was on the guy in the crutches, the one that punched me in the face. Yeah. But I remember the one day we were in gym class, and I just remember these kids, they're fucked up, man. They tell him, Joey, switch gears, and they taught him switching gears meant jerk off, right? And this kid just starts pounding away. And I just remember my gym teacher, he's talking to us, all right, guys, we knock it off like that. He does, just matter of fact. He looked down at Joey. What's that?
No, I have a question. Is it a rub of the root on the outside, or is it all out, pull the shush?
Well, in my class there, his hand was in his sweatpants.
Okay. Yeah, he was coercing to doing it. Someone told him to do it. They convinced him that this is a messed up kid with fucked up problems, and you're telling him to jerk himself off. Yeah. This kid's just sitting in class, and if the fucking mood strikes him, right, he's going to whip it out and just start fucking jerking off.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Yeah. In that situation, the kids like that need help.
They shouldn't be in public schools.
No, they can't. They can't. No.
If you want to be, then you got to tell them, dude, you can't whip your dick out and jerk off. No, I'm sorry. Well, that's not socially acceptable.
That's all thing.
We don't tell anybody no anymore.
No, that's the problem. You don't tell anybody no. No, yeah. No. So can
all,
I? But,
we're all winners.
Yeah, nobody loses.
If you get the first place trophy, you get a trophy. You get a trophy. You get a trophy.
You get to whip your dick out and beat it off whenever you feel like.
When you blow your load, we're going to give you a fucking trophy.
Yeah.
I guess we all win the lottery in one way or another.
I'll tell you what, the custodians at that school, they didn't win the lottery because they got to clean that fucking shit up when he's done. I got to go to every time this kid. Look at the desk. Look at the fucking bottom of his desk.
Aim for the guy with the sperm on his forearm.
I got this. I got it.
Let's see how good you are, bud. Come on. Can you hit a moving target?
He's got that there. He knows how to clean it up.
Hey, you just see. Hey, you come in this time. You look around. Where is it this time?
It's like fucking Spider-Man.
Oh, boy. What? Gonna need my 10-foot pole for this one.
I mean, if that's the standard anymore, bro, I'm just gonna start whipping it out when I feel the urge.
I had enough problems in high school.
Yeah. I want to bring Umbros back.
Umbros? And you won't have to. It'll be hanging out. You won't have to whip it.
That's
out.
What I'm saying. There's no, you know, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Umbros like dirty fucking. It might be like a dirty fucking dog towel.
Yeah, yeah, but you wear those things. They were comfortable. They were like nothing.
That material, it was made out of hemp.
Yeah. Well, dude.
Like wind. They were like wind.
Yeah. And in high school, you know, you would chub up sometimes here and there. Like if you had those things on, there was no hiding it. You couldn't get around it.
Wait, it'd be peeking out the bottom. It'd be peeking out the bottom.
Peeking out sometimes. The bottom. Try to tuck it up in the elastic band a little bit. So at least you could walk bent over with your shirt hanging over the shit, you know? Wait, I hurt my back.
You got a magnifying glass. Like an old detective. I'm following some footprints. I'm hot on the case.
Call me Sherlock Holmes.
Hot on the case.
Blues clues.
Yeah, Blues Clues.
Splooge Clues.
Splooge Clues. That's what he's on now when he's looking for where that kid shot the load.
That's it. I'm hot on his tail. I'm fighting soon enough. You see, I'm following his trail. His snail trail. I'm following it.
up the wall, all the way to the ceiling.
He looks up, it drips in his eye. Ah, motherfucker!
It burns!
What did that kid eat? Fucking hot peppers, Jesus Christ!
Oh, man. So since we're talking about how fucked up the world is, bro, might as well just continue.
Oh, wait. Before we go any farther, I just want to say one thing. Jamie started watching on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Sandman. Sandman? Is that what
Sandman.
It's called?
Sandman, yeah. Neil Gaiman's.
Dude, first off, like, you know, what year are we in? This is like something that should have been out, like, I don't know, 10 years ago when the emo kids were all fucking big. Because that douche,
his shoulder, what's it about?
It's about some douche is supposed to be the Sandman, I guess.
Yeah, he's like the Sandman. He's Morpheus. Yeah,
but he has like douche haircut, like the emo kid haircut. He's all black and he's moping around. Like, I don't know what happened to him, but he's walking around.
He wants his things back. He wants his helmet and his power. Things that give him his power. He needs his sand
helmet.
His sand and his helm. His helm.
Sand.
Tickle, his sand. Tickle his balls. Sand. I need my sand sack. I need my sand sack and my helm.
It's in a perfect nut sack shape.
He holds it like this. With sand.
Sprinkle.
Sleep, bitches, sleep.
Every time. And it hits you right in the eyes every time. That's where you get all the shit right here.
It's not grainy. It's slimy. What the fuck?
I can't open my eyes.
That's why I just go to sleep, motherfucker. Here comes the Sandman.
Yeah. And then he was walking around like, and the black girl in it, she's pretty. He's walking around with her like, but then I'm watching like as they're walking, she's broader shoulder, and she's not big. She's a pretty girl. She's broader shoulder than this dude is.
If you picture him, his head is massive. His head is way too big for his body.
Yeah, there's no mass.
It does make it look a little awkward because it just looks like an awkward like cartoon. Head. Yeah, like a cartoon character or something. Massive head and real skinny body.
Yeah.
And he's playing like the character of Sandman is like, it's like a badass character. From what you get from the show, he's supposed to be like a badass. Like people are afraid of Morpheus, Sandman.
There ain't nothing badass.
No, he's not. He just kind of walks around and is like, and the fight that you got the fight he has with Lucifer. So if you ever watched the show Lucifer on Fox or Netflix, that show wasn't bad. It's about the devil coming up to Earth and leaving hell. So in this, because they're both Neil Gaiman things, in Sandman, he has to get his helm back from a demon that bought it, and he has to go to hell to do it. And in order to do it, he has to fight Lucifer. And it's the same Lucifer from
it's the like
show
a card Lucifer. Battle, right? Like they're calling Pokemon pretty much.
No. Dude, it's not even that. So he's going down to fight the devil. He's going down to fight the fucking devil, right? And you're like, all right, cool. And it's Lucifer Morningstar from the show Lucifer. And in the show Lucifer, the devil's a pretty badass guy. You know, he fucks people up and shit. So you're like, all right, this should be pretty good. And he's gonna fight the devil. The fight is so lame. They just say things that they're gonna do. They're like, he's like, I'm a virus, and she gets like sick, and she's like, oh, I'm the cure, and then I'm this, and they don't actually ever touch each other. And then he ends. Yeah, yeah. He's like dying. She says he's something, and he's like dying, and he's like, I'm hope. And then that's it. It's over. I'm like, that was the weakest fight I've ever seen in my life. Between a demon and between two fucking immortals.
I'm load.
I'm Bukkake in your face.
She dies, she drowns right there.
It's like spider webs all over her face. Like, you see her one eye, she can't breathe.
Every time
it's just getting real wide.
Every time she turns to take a breath,
she opens her mouth, it slides all the way down her throat, and it swells up in her throat. Good. How come everything turns it out? That's what I got. Everything turns it out. It's so fucking bad.
Hey, not for nothing. That show ain't far off from that shit.
It was weak. It was weak.
Did you, Malone, you ever watch, what was that cartoon I say? The Paradise PD, right?
I don't know. That show's fucking hilarious, dude. That show's fucking hilarious.
Most of the shit you guys send me, I don't open. Because usually 9 out of 10 times, there's a set of nuts.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where we get the mentally abused dick from.
I don't even open.
That's where we get the mentally abused dick from. You're so afraid. Yeah, you gotta open everything with one eye. Because you don't know what the fuck is going to be.
I don't anymore. Because I know. It's a good-looking broad. No, it's not.
No. That's a nice ass right there. No, it's going to be some fucking dude. It's going to be a dude.
It's just fucking, it's downright traumatizing.
Oh, it is. It is.
So I don't.
Well, because you know what? It's to the point that he sends me like this video of a girl. He says, "Let me make a snowman." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And it's a girl. It's a girl like sprinkling like powder on. She's got a great ass, and she's sprinkling powder, and she's shoving like a carrot up her ass, and all this. And I'm waiting. I'm like, I'm watching it like this. She's watching this. I'm like, I know she's gonna turn. She's gonna have like a dick. And know that it's gonna be. Something's not right here. Yeah, this is not just a nice ass. This is not just a hot girl shoving carrots up her ass. She's gonna turn around. She's got a big fucking cock, or something's gonna be fucked up. Yep. But you know what? The whole video went, and I'm like this. And it wasn't. It was just a good girl. It was a hot girl.
You're fucking traumatized.
That wasn't normal either, because she took the fat size of that fucking carrot.
Doesn't matter, bro.
She how dare her, you? Bro, she's a nice lady.
She was beautiful. She had a great ass, and she was shoving a big carrot up her ass. I was I found out it wasn't any kind of a man, or
and it was educational.
I watched it a couple more
shows
times.
You how to make a snowman.
Man, and I know what? I brought Monica. I said, Monica, let me try this. Bend over here. Come here. Let me try this for a second.
We're gonna give you a baby carrot nose.
But you know, I'm telling you, those videos are far and few between. How often
it does not happen. And they know it.
Yeah, you're right, Mike.
And all he did, all that was set me up for the next disgusting one he's going to send me. Because I'm like, the last one was good. Let me watch this one, and I'm going to be totally fucked.
Adam's like, did you watch that video? I'm like, fuck no, I didn't watch that video.
Adam's a different category though. Adam, anything you come from Adam, you know not to watch.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. See, we're in a group text, right? Yeah. It's constant.
You just read the comments, dude.
And that's why I get Uncle Darren. Uncle Darren's like, get me the fuck out of this group text, because
I get the group text. I get it in the group text, and then Mike sends me personally my own the same exact thing in a single message.
Oh, you're gonna see it one way or another.
There's no escaping it for me.
Hey, but listen that Paradise PD one. There's Eric. You might have to break it down for him to tell him you got to look this up, Mike, because the guy goes. What is it? He thinks he's buying a sub sandwich through the glory hole.
Oh yeah, no. He's looking. He's looking for drugs.
You're laughing makes me worried,
dude. He's looking. He's on cartoon, there too, dude. It's a cartoon, yeah, and it's disgusting. But he's looking for drugs, and someone tells him that they can get it, and it's like pointing all the things is pointing to this hole in the wall, and he's like talking about. He's like, come on, and they say, you know, you put money in it, and they'll give you the goods, and he thinks he's buying drugs. So he puts his money in it, and he goes, I'm giving you my money. Now give me what I paid for it. He puts his mouth on it. You see the
give
dick
me the
in his,
goods.
Give me the goods. And you see the dick in his cheek. He punches through the wall and pulls the motherfucker through the wall. Some old guy.
You see it? They do it so fast. He goes, he jumps back. He grabs the soap off the fucking wall and starts drinking it. Then he grabs the guy through the thing.
All I know
is. You see, go, in his cheek. It's fucking disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
It's like, you say that, I think of the Doritos commercial.
Which one?
You
the Doritos. Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's looking. That is gross.
The guy's like, oh, yeah, that's disgusting. That's fucking gross.
Oh, fucking dirty, dude. That is dirty. And he's doing like paperwork.
He's just on his desk. He's like. So, you know, I have to listen to Adam, right, in all his nonsense, and I love him to death, but the shit he says is dude, the same type of shit. You, you, he's, oh, you're gonna watch this, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch it, and it's fucked up. every time.
You got to get on the conversation with him and Shaw when they start going back and forth because they outdo each other. It's horrible. Nope. It's horrible.
Nope. Yeah.
I'm over here thinking. I'm just thinking of that Doritos commercial with a guy. He just looks and sucks on the guy's finger.
Yeah.
Dude, if you find out that it was a guy sucking on your finger, I would take a mean kill. Shit and I would shove my finger all the way up my ass and
then I would check my own prostate.
Oh yeah, and then I would dip it in just dip it in Dorito cheese flavoring and stick it right in that fucking hole again, bud.
It would come out like one of those cheese puffs by the time you stick on it.
It'd be like that thing. It'd be like an inch thick around. It would barely fit through a fucking hole. Careful, I don't want to knock any of that fucking powder off.
But you honestly, that fat fuck would care.
He would care, bro. If he was eating a big pile of shit covered in Dorito cheese, he'd be pissed.
Yeah, but if you're that disgusting, you're sucking on someone else's fucking
thing. Oh no, yeah, that's a good point. He, that guy don't care. but if it was that puffed up, that motherfucker might bite your finger off.
Yeah, yeah.
You might be losing a finger. Shit or no shit, he's eating it.
Fucking gross.
It's gross. Oh.
Well, we got 6 minutes left. So let me just get into something real quick. I just went to Vegas. Just got back on Sunday. It was a great time.
Oh, yeah.
We had a great time. But
is it pleasure or what?
Pleasure, business. What am I going to Vegas for business? No, it's pleasure.
I don't know what you mean.
No, it was just pleasure. Just go for DJ's and Jackie's 40th birthday. So we just hung out for 44 days. It was a good time. But let me tell you something. It does not – traveling in the airports – It does nothing to restore my faith in humanity. It actually just destroys it because people suck and they're pretty fucking stupid. And it just shows all over the place in the airports. Like getting to Vegas wasn't bad. We left early in the morning, got on a plane. Wasn't bad. No problems. I mean, getting off the plane. I think it was planned and it was a smooth move. So like say about halfway through the flight, right? Some guy gets up to go to the bathroom and like collapses in the back of the plane. And then they need someone, they get on the speaker. Is there a medical professional or a doctor on the plane? You know, we need someone in the back. And they all walk back there and help this guy out, get him back to his seat. And then when we land, they're like, you know, everyone just hang out in your seats for a minute. We got to bring medical professionals on the plane to, you know, help with the guy out that collapsed in the back of the plane. They never brought medical professionals on the plane. He got off first. Plane lands.
He probably just tripped.
Plane gets off, gets to the jetway. He gets up and walks off the fucking plane before anyone else even can move.
Yeah, he's a smart motherfucker.
Right. And then now I sit there and wait for all these fucking jackasses that think they're going to beat everyone to the front of the plane and get up and just fuck everything up. So
right as he got to the door and he steps off the plate, you just see him put his hand in.
Yeah, to remember, like, jumps. But I'm like, as he did, I'm like, this motherfucker. I'm like, that's brilliant. That's fucking brilliant. I said, guys, on the way home, who's passing out like an hour before we get to Newark? Who's passing out in the back of the plane? Like, just go to the bathroom, be like, oh, I gotta, and just fall. And I get up, like, oh, my medication must have fucked me. Cause that's what he said. It was his medication that fucked him.
Yeah.
Walked off the plane fine under his own free will. I said, that motherfucker was playing. So he get off the plane first.
Yeah. You come out of the bathroom and faint. And then, you know, what happened? You all right? You all right? Yeah. I just busted a hard nut.
Oh, it's good. You ever jerk off at 35,000 feet? It's
crazy. I get crispy headed just doing it on the ground.
I was like, that was smart. But, leaving the airport to come home and then getting into Newark, fucking miserable. First of all, they overbooked the plane leaving. How the fuck do you overbook a flight? That's what I don't understand. You know how many fucking seats are on a damn plane? How do you overbook it?
Yeah. And then just in case somebody cancels or something.
Right. And then they're offering people the bullshit deal. Yo, you stay back and leave on a plane that's going to leave an hour later, and we'll give you $1,000 travel certificate that's good for a year.
And I'm like, give me $1,000 cash.
Give me the cash. Yeah. Because that travel certificate is dog shit because I'm not going anywhere in a fucking year.
Yeah.
I'm going anywhere in a year with one fucking plane ticket. I got like a family of four. Where am I going? That's worthless to me.
Hey, fuckface. Look at my travel history with your company. None. Yeah, right?
The last time I flew was fucking 13 years ago, asshole. This is useless.
I'll be dead after that.
And then anyway, my brother, I think, was on that plane that they were going to leave an hour later. They didn't leave till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They were delayed in the airport for hours. So you would have been fucked. I was like, no, fuck that shit. And then they can't check the bags. And they say, all right,
Justin's up there in his top hat. What do you mean there's no Grey Poupon? I am not taking this flight until there's Grey Poupon.
Don Perignon, please. But
Jack's like, Justin, shut the fuck up. No, I will not.
I don't eat my bologna sandwich without Grey Poupon. my abalone sandwich.
hey, real quick. I sent you guys something real fast on your cell phones. Did you get it?
Nah. I might have. We'll check it. Yeah. We'll talk about it. We got 2 minutes left, so let me just finish up with the miserable airport assholes. So then they start saying they can't fit any more suitcases. They got to check bags. And they form a line over here. We'll check your bags. What do assholes do? Once everyone leaves the line to go check it. Oh, we'll rush up there. You still got to check your bag, dickbag. So now you're just – people fucking suck. They don't listen. They didn't get away with shit. I hate them. So then we land in Newark. Newark's a fucking blowjob because first you land and you can't get to the jetway right away. You got to wait to taxi to the fucking jetway. Then we get to the jetway and they can't get the fucking jetway to the fucking plane. So I'm like, how are you this unprepared for a plane that you knew was coming in fucking for 4.5 goddamn fucking hours? This right here, what I'm going through in the last fucking 5 hours of my trip to Vegas, it has made me 100% positively convinced that I'm right, that Thanos was right. I need a glove and I need to snap and just watch people evaporate into thin air. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, but you have to be able to pick the dickheads.
Pick the dickheads. No, this isn't random. You lose too many good people randomly. Yeah. I'm picking you. I'm pointing at you and snap my finger. Yeah. See you motherfuckers later, like that. Yo, all right. Yo, we got less than a minute. So on that note, I'm going to say I'll see you boys in a minute.
Yeah, dude, that Disney trip, was the same deal. From the plane down to, Disney, the most happiest place on earth. I almost got in two fights.
Fuck that. Yeah, I saw something, Mike. I saw something that big stat in Disney is like apparently that's like the place to go when like fathers are going to abandon their family. You bring them to Disney and leave them dry. Yeah, they say, hey, being in the happiest place on earth softens the blow that I'm never going to see you again. I'm fucking ditching your asses.
My last memory is of them so happy.
I was reading the article. Some fucking kid, some like 10-year-old kid, his father took him to Disney World, got online with him at Space Mountain, said, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And left the fucking park, never went back with the kid. Left the park.
That's a scumbag, dude. How do you do that shit?
That's a fucking dirtbag,
dude. Great idea. Yeah.
This guy's an asshole. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. Sometimes when I'm having a rough day here and kids and wife are being like my daughter tells my 9-year-old daughter today tells me because I was telling her to get ready to do something. I don't know. She tells me, man. Oh, no. I was telling her to close the recliner because she sits on the recliner and leaves it up. So when I turn the corner, I'll bash my shin on it. It's pretty fucking awesome. So I'd say, hey, Jenna, you were sitting in a chair. Put it back. Close it up. She says, man, why don't you go back to Vegas? It's like, you little fucking bitch.
Already at that age.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, and then, when I got that, and then I got my other one giving me shit, and my wife telling me I'm an asshole, I'm like, you know what? I can see it. I can see. Hey guys, you want to go to Disney World? Let's go. See you, motherfuckers, later. That's
it. You guys all waiting line here? Yeah, got you all ice cream.
They'll be like, yeah,
you take candy. You want candy? Here you go. Here's some candy.
Sure, give me a long list because you ain't ever gonna get it, you motherfucker. They'd be like, yo, you taking Disney World? Abandon them. I'm like, yeah, let's go to Disney World. They get on the plane. They turn, look at the back of the tarmac. They see me on the tarmac as they're flying away. ain't even gonna make it to Disneyland, bitches. I'll see you, motherfuckers, later.
They actually, Mickey,
I said hi.
That's a new box you check in when you sign up when you go to a Disney vacation.
Are you abandoning your
you abandoning kids.
Business pleasure abandoning family.
Family abandonment.
Shh, don't tell them.
Yes, sir. We'll keep that.
You're like this. Wife, you're looking at it like this. Business.
Never know. What'd you write? What'd you write?
What'd you write
in the slot.
Clearly, I just pleasure. Entertainment. This is pleasure. It's all pleasure, honey. I love it. I'm so happy. I love you. Why don't you go over there and get me a beer?
They'll never know.
They got a whole plan there. Disney helps you. They help you.
Yeah.
You run behind a bush and they're switching the Mickey costume on. They're putting the Mickey costume on. Here you go. Get the fuck out of here. Go. We never saw you.
Like a ninja.
It stinks in his fucking costume. Well, it's 240 degrees in that motherfucker. What do you want? Put it on and get the fuck out of here.
It smells like fucking throw up.
You run 10 feet and pass out from the heat.
Head rolls off right in front of you. Rolls to your daughter's feet.
You land right here. Your wife comes up. I fucking knew it. You ain't getting away that easy, motherfucker. Drives by your hair, drags you.
I wanted to surprise you. I'm Mickey Mouse. Surprise!
You black out completely. You know, I was just watching a Family Guy. He's playing baseball and he hits the ball, right? And she goes, "It's live, Peter, run!" And he turns around to run, and it cuts, and it shows his body down to the guy down by his heart. He picks up. What the hell is he doing? I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to call for a complete muscle failure. He drops.
That's me right now.
Yeah, me too, dude. I'm running too far. I grab two bundles of shingles on each shoulder. I had to go about a football field distance with them. Right. I get. I'm like, what the fuck? Breathing heavy as shit. It's bad.
It is bad. See, dude.
Now you're just showing off, Spider.
Well, no showing off. It was pathetic, dude. I'm
out of breath. Again, I'm out of breath pulling the cat out the window. Right? I'm out the window looking at a neighbor jogging. I'm like.
Yo, my wife, I take shit for 45 minutes. She thinks I'm in there actually shitting for 45 minutes. No, I shit for the first fucking five. Then I need 45 minutes to recuperate after pushing that log out. That took a lot out of me.
I thought you had to reach underneath and actually push your hemorrhoids back.
I thought maybe you were talking about. Remember I seen that movie, This Is 40?
Yeah, he's on the fucking phone.
Right? He's playing the phone.
He's playing Candy Crush on the toilet for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's me, dude. That's me all the time. It's the only time you get freedom.
No, I get zero freedom.
Yeah.
With daughters, all I hear is with the lock and the door. They've learned how to take the little thing.
Yeah, because the locks on fucking doorknobs are shit now. The ones when we were kids, you needed to get in that little hole and find and you know work. It was kind of complicated. You needed to finesse it. You just got to get a quarter and put that shit in there, and turn it. Ain't shit. And I'm taking a fucking shit, sweating your ass off. Like man, shouldn't ate all them fucking chicken wings. Oh god! And here comes the fucking shit. I'm trying to put your shit. I got to close the fucking door at the same time.
I'm palming my 4-year-old's head. I'm like.
You just gotta make it stick.
Please, that needs a good base. It needs a push. Get the fuck out of here.
The last scene was he's that little angel face looking at you, just staring.
Oh yeah.
and you're like, this don't work. It don't work.
But out of here. I got Nico now with my breath in the morning. Right, I come up like, hey, bud. He's like, oh,
you got poppy caca breath.
Oh yeah, okay, it's caca. It starts at your asshole and works its way up your stomach.
I try to do that to my daughter. I'm like, hey, Janet. She's like, hey, Dad. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here. She kills me. She got me the other day. I'm making my coffee, and she jumps on the counter next to me. She goes, I got something for you. It sounds like when she farts right in my face again.
No, I get it all the time. It's at my 4-year-old. Yesterday, I'm laying in bed reading a book to her. And I'm laying there next to her. The lass is puckered up. Put the sheet to her. So she, you know, all of a sudden, I'm like, I a fucking dock worker just shitting my mouth. Yeah. I'm like, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
It's great. They stink too. Fucking dirty.
You ever see that? There's a thing on YouTube. This one girl, she's a dirty bitch, dude. She had to be in her late 20s, early 30s. But she goes in front of the doorway, does like a headstand thing, gets her legs up, and then like brings her knees to her elbows while she's upside down. And you hear her go, she goes, hey, Dad, come here. And her dad opens the door, and her ass is like right here. And you hear her go, nope. It's fucking nope. Dirt, dude. Dirt. He walked right into her asshole, his own daughter's asshole.
And then he ate it. Where she shit, he ate it.
He went right up, dude. Because you get in, you're not expecting that, dude. You're gonna come in, and you're gonna either inhale real quick or something, right? Something bad is gonna happen.
Yeah, well, if it shocks you, you know, when you get shot, you always
straight. Trying to get out of your mouth.
Rips his tongue out of his mouth.
Fucking stomping on it.
He pulls it out. Pulls out your fucking your esophagus, your stomach, half your fucking large intestine are coming out.
He lights it on fire.
You think I would know better? Growing up a room, you guys walked in the room with me and Adam.
You guys are fucking horrible.
Yeah, that fucking room was like fucking toxic waste.
Oh God, it was horrible, bro.
His defensive snail trail blanket.
The whole room.
It was like a shell. It wasn't a snail. It was like a shell. It was a shell.
It was hard. It was like remember the sandboxes, the turtle sandboxes with the hard shell on top? That's pretty much what that fucking blue bank blanket was.
You walk in that room and it would be, you would walk in and be, it was like walking off a jet, getting off of Jamaica, one of these islands. It was like the heat hit you, the humidity.
I almost died. I almost died, bro. Buckled my knees when I walked in the room. It did. It buckled my knees. Mike had to pull me out. He's like, get out of there. You can't go in there without a fucking hazmat suit. I'm like, oh, shit. All right. Pull me out of there, bro. If I collapsed and he couldn't reach me, I was done for.
It was like the bog of eternal stench.
Oh, it was horrible, bro. Yeah, it was just fucking awful.
It kept popping us out.
Oh, yeah. His breath was bad. But it was a defense mechanism.
He's buffing.
He's buffing. It was like a porcupine's fucking quills. It's the same thing.
It's more like a skunk's ass is what it is.
Way worse. Drop you like a fucking bad habit.
I love the fucking story about him coming in. They wake you guys up.
Oh yeah, everybody. You motherfuckers. That's all you hear. You motherfuckers. People dry heat.
I think the best thing that ever happened at that fucking room, dude, Malone, is Adam biting that fucking big toe.
Bro, I tell you what, that was priceless. You know, I tell the story all the time, time and time again. It doesn't get old.
It will never get old. In fact, I want to make a skit of that. It'll be, you know how they always put that little disclaimer up there, like based off of true events,
actual events.
We're not going to up this by any more than it doesn't need any upping. This is exactly what happened.
All you saw was the white in his eyes. He was like, he knew he fucked up. We were like, we started dying laughing. We like, got quiet. All you saw was the white of his eyes. Like, he was like, he knew he fucked up.
Me and you both were like, nah.
I could see Adam.
The foot went by his head and him grabbing it, looking at it like a fucking velociraptor.
That's what he did. That's exactly what he did.
He was being funny. He thought he was being funny. Yeah. He grabs it. He goes, hey, and the door got a fucking bone.
He did that fire marshal teeth.
Good. Like, he's lucky he didn't let his lips touch it. Because that's literally like he just sucked on your asshole.
It doesn't matter. He scratches taint and balls real good.
I just got out of the shower.
It don't matter.
Here's the difference, right? We try to justify it, but still, there's no justifying it.
The flavor might change a little, but it don't matter.
It makes it a little flowery, but it's still, it's just a flowery man's asshole. That's all it is.
Slightly less salty. That's all.
The toe scratched the hole. And the knoll. it scratched it.
It's that little flakes hooked up to that fucking toe. Caught under the fake toenail that he bit on.
He bit that son of a bitch a fucking dog.
You know what they want to make? They want to make it legal. They want to make it legal to gamble on W. Well said, Mike.
That's what I think.
They want to make it legal. Like, want you to be able to bet on like WWE, like scripted wrestling.
What is? You don't know
what the script is, so what the fuck does it matter? I mean, unless clearly
somebody knows, so they can clearly weigh the odds. I don't know. It's like betting on the end of a movie. It's like betting on the end of a movie.
Yeah.
Against the guy who wrote it. He knows how it's gonna fucking end. You're not gonna win that bet.
Well, you'd be an idiot for doing that bet. You really would. I mean, but then again, for most of us, you don't know who's writing this shit. You don't have access to it.
Maybe they have different bets. Like, you could bet on, are they going to use a fucking chair in this match? Or is somebody going to throw it through a table? Like, that would say those are like
who's getting teabagged.
Right.
You ever listen to, there was somebody put some, it says WWE isn't gay, and then they play all the clips of these guys talking. Like,
the best is the Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior is the best. You listen to him or like fucking
Randy. No, Macho Man was by far the best.
Oh, yeah,
his veins popping out of his head. He looked like a full testicle, dude. And he was just,
I am the strongest woman this state has ever seen.
Yeah, that was great, dude. That was, they had that fucking meme up there of was it Leah Thompson, whatever. I won this swimming meet fair and square. And if they don't like it, they can suck my dick.
but who's the other guy? What was his name? What the fuck was his name? Ric Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair. He's still around.
He's the best. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't care what anybody says.
So drunk.
I don't care what anybody says, though. He is the best. But his whole fucking, he's the best. The best.
My favorite, man, like, you know, as a kid, he always liked Hulk Hogan and shit, you know. But as I got older, it was definitely Macho Man Randy Savage was my favorite dude by far, because he was just fucking, he was maximum testosterone out of his fucking.
Oh, he was 100% roided out of his brain. Yeah,
that's why I like the Ultimate Warrior, because he was like.
Yeah, he was, but he was Macho Man's left nut, is what that guy was. Dude. He wasn't Macho Man was two nuts. He was only the left nut of Macho Man. You know,
Macho Man was so roided out. If you hit him with a pin, he'd explode. He would really explode. He was so fucking juicy.
Oh yeah.
You remember? What was it? Paulie down at the gym we used to go to.
Yeah.
I remember him telling me a story about his one buddy. It was all juiced up. He goes, "Yeah, fucking mosquito come land on his arm. You watch that thing grow up to the size of a softball as it flew away."
Paul is the best.
Next thing he does, he picks a small child up and flies away with it.
What was that movie with Will Ferrell? The fucking mosquitoes.
Oh, that's Land of the Lost.
He falls forward and there's a fucking tick on his back. Like a tick.
And he wakes up in the morning, he's got the giant fucking lump in the middle of his back.
It's gross, dude. Oh, shit.
Guys, yeah, we got a minute and a half. We got a minute and a half left, so we're going to wrap this up, guys. So. All right.
Morgan, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming on, bro. It's always a good time when you come on. I have you on anytime, brother.
Thank you for having me, guys.
So, anytime you want, come on. Just let, you know, give us a heads up.
Yeah, that's all. Come on anytime, brother. It's a great time.
But get on, start doing some theory. It's
fun to shoot the shit regardless, you know.
That's it.
But try to get them nuts on again.
We'll have to let him have his kid and get through that shit, bro. Then we'll get him back on. Good luck. Talk shit on him.
I want to get him when he's nice and tired with the kid and no sleep. Yeah. That's when we got to get him.
Yeah. We'll get him when he's feeling up and knock his ass down.
Yeah.
But, all right, boys. We got one less than a minute. Right, so I will say good show tonight, boys. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Have a good night, guys.
Have a good night, guys.
You are a schmuck.